Suzette Etienne spent 8 days in the hospital after the earthquake buried her in her house in Port-au-Prince. She says after 2.5 months, she is just starting to walk. To escape the ruined city, her brother carried her onto a bus to Gonaïves. Arriving without friends or family in the city, she searched for food and shelter. She found Florice Edlin, head of a small local charity. Edlin says after the earthquake, she went on a local radio station and said she had a four-room place that was available for anyone who needed help. About 150 people came, so many that some are sleeping on the roof. For the first few weeks, she fed all of them out of her own pocket, along with donations from local people. But now, the community has exhausted all the generosity it can afford, and the food is running out. A reverend donated this bag of rice, but it is almost finished, she says. An organization donated 25 bags of rice and 25 bottles of water, but they are gone. It does not take long to use up these supplies, she says. She adds that soon she may have to send them to live in an empty field nearby because she cannot bear to look them in the eye when they go hungry. Back in Port-au-Prince, this is one of the last food distributions this relief organization has planned. Haitian authorities say they want donors to focus on creating jobs because giving away food is disrupting the local economy. But more than 2 months after the earthquake, many Haitians appear to still need urgent help finding food. Simply meeting their needs without further damaging the economy will not be easy. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Port-au-Prince.